Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's great to be back, Matt. Thanks for having me.
You know, I saw an article that I wanted to talk with you about, and it concerned me, being an iPad user myself, that the first iPad spyware in the wild is out there. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Sure. I hesitate to say a joke, but it's not a real well-thought-out program. In this case, it isn't one of those things where you go to a website and get infected. This is a commercial product called Mobile Spy, and it will secretly record text messages, your GPS location, call details, all kinds of things like that. And it's put, kind of hard to say, it's marketed for businesses to keep track of users, but that isn't going to be the only way it's used. And the really incredibly brainless thing about it is the iPad has to be jailbroken, like an iPhone being jailbroken, because you can't find this on the App Store. So if your iPad isn't jailbroken, then this isn't going to run on your iPad. If your iPad is jailbroken, then if your iPad's out of your physical possession and someone can get past a password, assuming you have a password, then they could install this on your iPad and keep track of everything you do with your iPad.
Wow. So, I mean, what would really be the point of downloading this on your iPad in the first place, then?
You know, it's pretty pointless. If a business is worried about security, the last thing they want to do is jailbreak their iPads.
Right.
Because then the users can install all kinds of stuff on that, good or bad. And so it seems to me that the trade-off for security versus tracking really doesn't make sense. And there was, you know, an interesting article in Wired magazine about it, where they really took it to task. The author is Charlie Sorrell, and at the end of his article about it, he said, "So if you decide to buy it, feel free to also quickly jot down your credit card and bank details and mail them to me." It's pretty lame as far as spyware goes, and you would question the intellect of anyone that installed it. And if they are smart, then you'd have to question their honesty, which pretty much generally goes for spyware anyway.
Right. So for the average iPad user, and if you haven't, you know, jailbroken your iPhone, there's really nothing with this piece of spyware that people need to worry about.
Correct. But as long as it isn't jailbroken. But remember, if you don't have a good password to prevent someone from getting into your device and it's out of your possession for a little while, then bad things can happen. And the software actually is also available for BlackBerry, Android, and Windows Mobile, and it costs $100 per year.
So do you think that this is probably just the first of many spyware or pieces of malware specific for the iPad that we're going to see?
Yeah, I mean, definitely we're going to see more malware for the iPad. However, for the most part, it's going to either rely upon someone jailbreaking it or upon vulnerabilities that will be patched.
Right. Great. Well, anything else on this topic that you'd like to chat with us about, Randy, or any other tips and tricks for keeping the iPad and the other Apple products safe?
You know, probably one of the best things people can do is realize that these products are not invincible and understand that there are some threats. And while the platform is fairly safe right now, making security mistakes can compromise them.
Well, Randy, thanks so much for telling us a little bit more about this. And if you have any questions for Randy on this topic, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter @ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.